Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live and local, it's the Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
Yes, sir. You heard the man, Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah. 95.7 The Game. 60 more minutes for your listening pleasure. You're welcome in advance. We'll be back tomorrow. Same bad time. Same
Friday, too.
Same bad channel.
No, tomorrow's what, Thursday?
Tomorrow, Thursday.
We'll be short edition
Friday.
Tomorrow after the game.
We're on pretty much every day.
Yeah. Except, yeah.
Any day that ends in Y.
There you go.
All right.
Money, money, money.
This hour, of course, we have J.D. John Dickinson, boots on the ground. He is not just pigeonholed into basketball. He does baseball as well. I'm sure he was at the Giants
his
game.
His mic's everywhere.
Coming back from Portland. His mic is everywhere. And now we have his, like, mic thing on our
I
thing.
I like
which
it.
I'm still,
it's called a tag.
Still don't like it. I'm still weirded out by it.
Yeah.
We'll take a picture of it. We should take a video. We're supposed to do social media, Aaron.
Ever since you got a haircut, now you want the cameras.
No,
I get it, though.
Give me the you done messed up, Aaron. We're supposed to do videos like every show.
You done messed up, Aaron.
Thank you very much. You have. We'll do
that's
that.
Phenomenal,
we'll
man.
Show you our
I
new tags.
I still don't know where that's from.
And we'll take a video. It's from Key and Peele.
Oh, they irritate me.
Okay.
God, well, they got a movie.
Amazing.
They got a movie coming out.
I know. Keanu with the cat.
Oh, my God. Who do they know?
All right.
Well, maybe we irritate some people, too.
Yeah, no doubt. 10:15, we will talk about the Las Vegas mayor, Carolyn Goodman. Confident Raiders will relocate? Raiders fans, where are you at on that? 888-957-9570.
Oh, we ain't getting played either. That was what? Verbiage.
Yeah, I saw
I'm
that.
Confident we're not getting played.
Only
I'm
a
like,
Vegas.
What mayor says mayor. That?
Speaking of mayor, Mayor Greg Papa, live from San Francisco. After the Giants lose, and Giants fans, A's fans, wow. Both of you guys suffering defeats today. Your thoughts on that? 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. The PenskeAutoSales.com text line is 95795. We have polls up that you can vote on at 957 The Game on Twitter. He's at Triple D Guru, DDDGURU. I am at Zach Sports, ZAK Sports. Follow at us, tweet at us. We will tweet back at you from the text line. Guru.
Go ahead. Give it to me, baby.
From the 916. Ah, ha, 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 ha. That was the funniest manure ever. S word. Can't say it. Guru, you just made me a fan, you cheeky mother effer.
What was, what did you get a tickle out of?
No idea what
my
you did.
My college professor and.
Probably. Probably like that.
He does.
You see me knocking?
I do see you knocking. From the 650, Black Uriah would know that song. What a hippie. Okay, do you see how much that's an oxymoron? Black Uriah, and then you would know that song, What a Hippie.
But you said,
how can
that,
I
you
be
said
both?
Your dad was a hippie.
He was a hippie.
And you got street in you. So there's rap groups based on the black hippies.
All right. I have no problem with marijuana in general.
That's
from the 634, why does only the black guy get the flag? First of all,
I
throw flags. There's three white guys and a black guy on this show.
No,
so
he's
there's
not
more
black.
Flags thrown.
He's not white.
He's not white. What's he? You're half white, half what?
Yeah, he's Jewish.
Jewish is white.
In what world?
I wish we could put that on the poll. Is Jewish white? I'm leaving it alone.
Okay.
Dirty white boy.
You're telling me Jerry Seinfeld and Larry David are not white?
If you ask them, you think they would answer that way?
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. God bless you people under the influence for the text line at 957-95.
What the hell you mean, you people?
I mean all you people who are clearly not of the sober mind texting into our show to give us entertainment. Guru, give me a team, black and orange or green and gold. Who do you want to start with? Both lose today. I've got thoughts on both.
Since we're colored-oriented, I'll go with the black and orange.
Of course you'd pick the black team.
My favorite color.
I'm going to blow your mind right now. Along with me agreeing with Tracy McGrady that the league's a little bit watered down. The superstars are not as much as they were. But I'm not going to get into that because Warriors fans are going to crush me for it. this was the best possible loss. The Giants lose tonight at AT&T.
They're under 500. Go ahead.
To the Blue Jays. They are
again.
They are under 500.
All right, again.
Best possible loss you could have if you're a Giants fan.
Blow my mind, Zach. I'm going to be quiet. It's hard for me. I'm mute.
Matt Cain, by far the best start of the season for him. He did take his fifth loss. They lose 4-0 at AT&T. He struck out 7 and 8 strong innings, only allowing 2 runs to a very high-octane Blue Jays lineup. I'm just saying, Guru, if you're going to lose and you're a Giants fan, this is the way that you want to lose.
And if you're a Giant fan who's won 3 World Series in the last 5-6 years, if this is what you've got accustomed to,
if this is what celebration is, you lost, but
this is how you lost, so you need to celebrate, something is terribly wrong with the engine, and you need to get it checked soon. Toronto is one game tomorrow away from sweeping this team who all of a sudden cannot hit the ball. If you want to get technical, Peavy got through 5 yesterday, which was a miracle, but the offense couldn't do anything.
A miracle, really?
And now you're sitting here saying, oh, we should celebrate this. Where is the best lineup that I said in baseball? Where has it gone? Buster Posey struggled.
That's a really good point. But you're focusing on the negative right now. You're focusing on the negative. I hear what you're saying.
We're on radio. That's what we do.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is you're right about the offense. You and I looked at this offense all homegrown.
And not just us. A lot of people were like this.
Who else had our back?
Yeah, I can't say their names, but yeah.
Oh, you're not going to call anybody? Oh,
no, you know, free advertising.
Scared money don't make money.
From other stations.
Okay.
I don't want to give them the name.
Gotcha. All right. But you look at the lineup.
Score Center.
Okay. You don't need to. Well, you might as well just say the name now. Brandon Belt at first, homegrown. Joe Panic at second, homegrown.
Go ahead.
Brandon Crawford at shortstop.
Give me more.
Homegrown. Matt Duffy at third, homegrown.
Who behind
Buster
the plate?
Buster Posey behind the dish, homegrown.
Ooh!
I don't know where these guys are.
Wow.
They came out like gangbusters. And now they're looking more like Ghostbusters.
It is.
Ooh, that,
but a
make
good
a, make a no, drop exactly, of that. Yeah, good, that was the best thing I've ever done on radio.
But a good comedian never
like
laughs at his own material,
that's
and
true.
You just did.
I should
have
let
it sit. Flag. It was great, but you said it was
mediocre.
Great.
I deserve that. First and 25. Yeah. It's all right. I got a high octane offense.
It was good.
Yeah,
I don't know
they're
where
gone.
They're at.
They're ghosts.
So is this just a blip on the radar, or when do you get concerned?
I can't tell.
Because you need to be concerned about the pitching, Zach.
Well, 4 and 5, yeah. You're not concerned 1 through 3.
No, but
Cueto's been great.
Yeah, but he got lit up his last outing. Yeah,
but
at
home, 1 through 3, you're confident going into the game.
Well, they're 17 and 18.
And here's my point: Matt Cain pitched great.
So do you think the Giant brass is not? Let's do Mike and Mike right here. We're gonna talk, and then you talk tennis ball.
Okay. You want? Do you have the tennis ball right?
Yeah.
All right. Toss it to me when you're ready.
Okay. No, seriously, it'll work.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, here we go. We do a smart radio. So I forgot what I was gonna say.
That's a great start to the tennis ball.
We're doing so much coaching. Go ahead. Go, Zach.
Great work by you.
Damn.
I'm not concerned. I'm not concerned at all.
Where is Zachariah at? This new guy. I don't know what's going on.
Did I throw the tennis ball to you?
Wow.
I mean, did we not just go through
the
whole tennis ball thing?
Throw
the flag. First and 25 for Guru. And it's not looking good. The run game is not there. I'm not concerned, Guru, but the great question that you just asked is, at what point do you get concerned? Now I'm throwing the tennis ball.
I think that's what I was alluding to earlier. I like this. Listen, you're 17 and 18.
Mm-hmm.
The division is not playing that well, so you still have time. My point is, moving forward, we know the bats are going to heat up. It's math. It's simple math.
Can you throw it to me?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't like throwing it too early.
Do we know? Back to you.
No.
Do we know that they're going to heat up? Or like?
Oh, there's no doubt. You could use that same math that you did with the Steph Curry when you did the math, Matt, where you multiplied it times. How many points did he have? 160.
160 a game is what he averages.
My point is, this team was built and the staple is pitching. They don't have pitching in 2 spots. And my point being, when Cueto or Samardzija, who are average pitchers, sometimes they can be above average. When they don't have their A game, and this offense doesn't click, you get what you got. 17 and 18 after 35.
Right, back
to
right.
Toss it to
I
thank you,
Booch.
Look, Guru.
What's going on with the team?
Okay. Here's the thing. One through three, you're confident, right? Madison Bumgarner, Johnny Cueto, Mr. Samardzija.
Well, Bruce, you're not confident. I thought that was happening, but now I'm not so much now. What's going on?
They've been great all year. Bumgarner, probably the least of my worries, has been
a competitor.
Thank you. And now you get a performance like Kane today.
He gave up two runs. You lost.
Eight strong, Guru.
Where's the offense?
If you go eight innings and only let up two earned runs, you should be getting yourself a damn win.
Where's the offense, manager?
He's a horse.
That I don't have the answer for. I can't even go Bochy there. I don't know where the offense is, but should they have won today's game, tonight's game?
Well, I'll say no. They got a goose egg next to their name.
I know, but I'm saying if the offense was right, should they have won tonight's game? Yes. Four runs to the Blue
Jays?
Since
we're doing this tennis ball thing, yes. And I'll throw it back to you.
It's all right.
But if you don't
We're not good at the tennis ball thing.
I think we are.
We're just going to talk over each other for the rest of our lives. That's just how it's going to go. Yeah. It's all right. It's good. It's good radio. People like us.
Some don't.
We're well-liked. No?
No, I would think.
Hell yeah!
We got weekend show of the year. I still got the plaque, Jack.
They can never take that away from
us. And I said, it's getting old. It's 2014, just 2 years ago.
Polish that bad boy.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
You should cut it in half and give me the other half.
You said I could have it.
You've kept it at your house the entire time.
Well, you left me.
What do you mean left you?
Yeah, townie.
Oh, now we're going mistress, huh?
Yeah,
it's baseball season. I don't even know who townie is. I don't even know who townie is.
That's our boy.
It's baseball season. You know how they say it's handcuffing season or whatever?
I've never heard that.
All right. Raiders fans, Warriors fans, Giants fans, A's fans, all you good guys out there. A Las Vegas mayor, Carolyn Goodman, confident the Raiders will relocate. We'll talk about that next. We'll take your phone calls, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, then JD at 10:30, and then the word that's the only way we end any show ever.
Yeah, I'm ready.
You're always ready.
Well, with the long experience. Ever since we did the new intro, we haven't gotten through.
Why do you hate the new intro?
I don't hate it.
Are you hating on Robert Latall?
No,
I'm going to tell him that next time we have him on.
He's just not from
the
town.
That's the only difference from the intro is that Robert Latall's in it.
But he's not from the town.
But he made the word.
No. Oh, my God.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game.
This is Zachariah and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Yeah. This goes out to, enough of Zach and his polegasms. Can I say that?
Words of wisdom,
I said it.
Let it be.
Too late. Somebody that called me a hippie. Because I knew let it be. I don't even know what that means.
This is the one that the guy did the Steph Curry on.
That helps. Yes, yes. Oh, yeah, 650. Black Araya would know that song. What a hippie. Okay, you know, there's a lot of non-hippies that know this song.
And you got a beautiful view for your home. For all the listeners out there, you are at the top of the Berkeley Hills. I go to just see the view and close the door so I don't have to talk to you because I just did a show with you, and I just look at it's a beautiful view. You see the whole bay. It's like you can touch the bridge. So for any of you, maybe we'll do a contest, and the winner can go up there with us. Yeah.
What just happened right here? We had a great show moment. You ruined it by saying you didn't want to talk to me when you come to my house. You used me for my view, and now you're allowing the listeners to come to my house?
Well, we had a contest, and we didn't reward them with anything.
I was in a contest, and I wasn't rewarded either.
Oh, you're sitting right there.
Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. You're listening pleasure. We use that loosely now. J.D. John Dickinson, our super correspondent. That's right. I know the inside. I know he likes correspondent, not reporter. He will join us at 10:30. He'll talk to us about that Dubs game. He was in Portland
for
both games.
Who's more long-winded? I know his answer.
No, we're not going to start with that. We're not going to get him involved.
I will.
No, he doesn't like that. He doesn't like that minutia.
Oh, now I'm going Zach on Zach. He's like, no.
He doesn't like that minutia. JD's not the guy to do
that. He doesn't like what?
No, if we had like a minutia, like, you know, just he doesn't like that type of stuff. Trust me. You know JD. You've done shows with him.
That's my dude.
I have too.
Minutia.
Anyways, we'll talk to him at 10:30. If you want to reach us now, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795 is the way to reach us. Before we get to this Raiders and the Las Vegas Raiders? How quickly would Greg Papa get fired if the Raiders moved to... don't hit me with it, doesn't matter. How quickly would Greg Papa get fired if the Raiders moved to Las Vegas? Over, under. I got week four.
I was drunk.
Fact.
No, he's a Raider. He wouldn't get fired.
I mean, he's professional, but come on, man.
What about the players? Nobody needs to be in Vegas.
Hang tight. We're going to get to a phone call. Then you can let off.
All the temptations out there is already a problem just in regular land.
Good Lord.
Vegas.
You are like a wound up... like Christmas
toy.
No,
that's the dumbest ideal I've ever heard.
Okay, can we get into it in a second? Right. Wesley in San Jose, he wants to talk about the officiating, which you talked about like an hour ago. Thanks for hanging on, Wesley. What do you got?
Hey, what's going on, y'all, man? Greetings from the east side San Jose, man.
Okay, east side San Jose. That's a very specific location.
Right on. Hey, man, I'm a basketball referee by profession, so I'm grinding out like 10 to 15 games a week. And I just want to know what y'all, like, opinion of the referees in the Portland.
It looked fixed. As a referee, Wesley, did it look fixed to you last night? It looked fixed. It was so bad.
It looked really bad.
Okay.
It looked terrible.
Wesley.
From the tip, it was bad. From the tip, it was bad, Guru.
Wesley, I love your question. I look at it as if you're consistent on both sides, I don't care what you let go on.
Do you think they were consistently bad?
It's consistent.
Do you think they were consistently bad last night?
They weren't calling weak ticky-tack fouls. It was rough and tough ball game, which I appreciate.
He's the professional. What did you make of the officiating, Wesley? And then we'll let you go.
The foul count was consistent because it was like 15 to 13, 15 to 12 on the half. So that was consistent. But the amount of missed, like, out-of-bounds possession stuff and some of the flops, you know, the one that put Bogut on his fourth or fifth foul, the little flop there. Stuff like that shouldn't be happening, man.
All right. Thank you for the phone call, Wesley. We appreciate it. Look, it was bad. And I wasn't looking at it through the rose-colored glasses of being a Warriors homer and seeing the bad. It was bad from the jump. The first foul call on Draymond Green was awful. He was set. It was a blatant charge. I forget who actually got the free throws, but it was the first play of the game.
There was one Draymond. The game was on the line.
Yeah.
And they called the foul on Dre. They went to timeout. Dre went and got the ball. And then everybody was going to the bench.
Yeah.
He took a left turn and went all the way to talk to the ref. Uh-huh. Luke Walton had to chase him down.
Yeah.
But he got to talk to the ref, and the ref just looked at him like, I ain't going to call a tech. But you got to love Dre Day-Day.
No doubt. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. Raider Nation, your thoughts on these quotes that we will get to in just a second.
Day-Day!
The Las Vegas mayor, Carolyn Goodman, confident Raiders will relocate. Your thoughts on that? Do you think you're going to lose your silver and black? 888-957-9570. So, Guru, here's the gist. And as you properly put it, this is so much something that you would only hear from a Las Vegas mayor. Maybe a Jersey mayor, maybe a New York mayor.
I want to hear you say it.
Maybe a Miami mayor. But Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman, confident the Raiders will move to Las Vegas unless the deal is mismanaged. Quote from Goodman, the Raiders will come if Nevada handles this properly. She told ESPN Radio's Capital Games podcast on Tuesday. Raiders owner Mark Davis met with Southern Nevada Tourism Infrastructure Committee on April 28th, pledged $500 million toward the construction of a $1.4 billion, 65,000-seat dome stadium. Quote, Mark Davis has assured us that Las Vegas is not getting played in a Raiders stadium deal. I know we will have a team. I know we will have a team. Guru, you think this is going to go down?
It better not. And this is what you call.
Oakland's not doing nothing, man. Oakland's not doing anything.
Libby
to Schaff keep their
and
teams.
Her people are doing their due
what,
diligence.
Right now?
I can't say now, but okay. I'll tell you what.
Do you have sources?
I tell you what.
What are you basing this on?
Where they're going to play next season for 6-8 games.
Of course.
8 home games in the playoff games.
Actually, it's
8 home games. Mexico. Oh, they got one in Mexico.
Yes,
so
fact.
7.
7 regular season.
But they'll
season,
get that other
2
one.
2 preseason.
And plus the playoff
9
games.
9 total.
They'll
have playoff
home,
games.
They'll have home field
Ooh.
Advantage, so 3. Yeah. No, they'll have home 2. Field advantage, so it'll be 2.
2.
They get
Look
the bye.
At you. So 11 home games for the Raiders.
For her to come out and say
why
this.
Why are you confident, Guru? Seriously, why are you confident?
Because Vegas is Sin City for a reason. Hello? You don't send young, rich, impressionable athletes who already have problems in Timbuktu to Las Vegas You know what's going to happen. They're going to be throwing games.
Get me a little cup of scotch.
Yeah. Let's let it rock.
Nice cigar.
Vegas.
But Guru, seriously, what have you gotten from the city of Oakland that makes you confident that they're going to keep the team? What?
One more year.
Hey. What, just because they're here for next year? It has nothing to do with keeping them long term.
Morris Day on line one. You got time.
Who is Morris Day?
A member of the time?
I have no idea what you're
talking
about.
Hey, Ron, I'm so sorry.
Rob in San Jose. Go ahead, Rob. Oh, thank you, Rob. Great call. Oh, Rob, you got,
throw
Rob?
The flag on that.
Hang on real quick, Rob. If you'll allow us to, we have to throw a flag on our... There we go. Now we're first and 25. Go ahead, Rob.
All right, I was going to try to throw a touchdown here. You know, this is a two-team market, and, you know, it's always been traditionally that. The leagues, if they care about anything, this sports serum fabric and tradition, you know, they're not going to even, like, challenge what Vegas and Reno are and you know, South Lake Tahoe. They are little meccas where people go to fool around, but you do not bring sports teams there that are on the major league level to these places because you can't, first of all, no, there's no ownership group out there that wants corporate sponsorship from a casino, you know, locally. That would be a conflict of interest, and there would be a lot of jealousy, regardless, even if there's collective bargaining. You just can't do it for the other reasons that the Guru mentioned. You can't bring these young, impressionable athletes there. It is a novelty area where people go to for a reason. You do not bring major league teams into these gaming areas, period. And this is leveraging, once again, by the fool Mark Davis. The guy, you know, he's already been noted by somebody I know. He just wants to play around. He wants to get laid. And that's it. He doesn't know what he's doing. Thank God for Reggie McKenzie.
Thank you, Rob. You know. Thank you, Rob. I got to cut you off. Reggie McKenzie is doing a great job, as I told you four years ago.
This is out of his jurisdiction.
When nobody else
in
was.
Regard to-
yeah. But look, you think this is all BS? You really do?
I think.
And you think it's because of having the players there?
No, I believe the
for the gambling?
Listen. For the Las Vegas mayor to come out and say what she's saying now lets me know this is just my pea brain.
Okay.
But it's special at times.
That's why they call you the guru.
Okay. No. That's just, but listen.
They don't?
Why would she come out and be so confident and then use the verbiage, I hope we're not
well,
getting
that's my
played.
Point.
So I think you're getting played. I mean,
because
why?
Because they said that.
No, because
she's
she
not?
Would already give us a scorecard. Lady. This they're playing here next year.
Hey,
there's a whole lot
David
of time
Beckham
left.
Was there. David Beckham was there.
What the hell does that got to do with the Raiders?
I mean, that means something.
It's Vegas.
Oprah's not showing up to some press conference if it's just poppycock.
I mean, I'm not falling for the banana now. I know you've edited, but the banana in the tailpipe.
This should be another segment for you, by the way.
I'm not.
Banana,
I'm just not.
Banana
so,
in the tailpipe.
I'm going to tell you, in my gut.
What does that even mean?
My gut quivers.
Do people put bananas in a tailpipe? What is the actual meaning of that phrase?
Do you know what would happen when Eddie Murphy put the banana in the tailpipe?
No.
The car wouldn't start.
Why? Why would a banana stop your car from starting?
I'll let you do the research.
All right. I don't need to really do it. But
I'm kind of making half of it up.
Whatever. It's
Somebody from Vegas. Oh, no. Throw the flag on me. I read the screen.
First and 40 now.
30.
Nate, quickly, you have 15 seconds here in Sacktown. Go ahead, Nate.
Hey, what's up? I just want to tell you that I am born in Oakland, but hey, if they move to Vegas, baby, Viva Las Vegas Raiders.
Fact. Talk about a built-in reason that you can tell your wife or your girlfriend that you got to go to Vegas other than going to see a Raiders game. Huh, Nate?
That's right, baby.
Yeah, let that music ride. Thank you for the phone call, Nate. We appreciate it. There is everywhere else in the world, Guru, and then there's Vegas.
Anywhere else just don't fit the bill.
The mic,
they ride.
Mic helps right there.
You travel.
God, I love you.
I'm in a good mood. I don't know what's down.
I can tell. Turn that mic on.
How
I'd
long
be in a
would
better
it
mood.
Last? All through the weekend. Happy Guru.
Hey. Coming up next, a man who I'm sure has had a ton of good times in Vegas.
Hey, welcome.
Our very own John Dickinson, our super correspondent.
Can't wait to ask him who's lonely.
I'm sure he was at the Giants game. I know he was at the Blazers-Warriors game last night. So much to talk to him about. And then the word to ride us into the sunset.
Hell yeah!
Thank you for that. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah. There's no place like the Bay. 95.7 The Game.
This is Zachariah and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, Bay Area, 95.7 The Game. Having too much fun in these commercial breaks. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, for your listening pleasure. Coming up at 10:45, we end the show one way only. It is the wacky world of sports. It is the word. But right now, it is a pleasure to be joined by the one, the only. If you're just tuning in, I know the actual term that he likes to be called, and that's correspondent. John Dickinson, who was in Portland, San Francisco tonight. Nobody watches more games than this individual. Follow him on Twitter, at JD John Dickinson, and be sure to check out the NBA this week, which is airing what days and times this weekend, JD?
Well, as of now, it'll be the normal time slot, Saturday 9 a.m. until noon. Nothing on tap for Sunday, as the Warriors are going to have the entire weekend off as far as games go, regardless of the way the conference finals play out. If they do somehow lose tomorrow, they'd play Friday, and game one of the Western Conference Finals, the earliest that can be is Monday. So there won't be any games Saturday or Sunday. We'll be with you at 9 a.m. until noon on Saturday.
What did you make of the game last night? Obviously, just unprecedented. Steph Curry coming off the bench. No MVP has ever come off the bench in the playoffs. He then turns that into scoring 17 points in overtime, single-handedly willing the team to victory up there in Portland, a tough place to play. Then he gets the unanimous MVP, which has never happened in the history of the NBA. JD, what did you make of the last 24 hours for Steph Curry?
It's just incredible, especially when you look at the fact that, you know, when everybody went to bed Sunday night and got up Monday morning, it was looking like he wasn't going to play in the game at all. And think about the conversations we'd be having if that had been the case, because we'd be looking at a 2-2 series without a doubt, and he would definitely be coming back to play tomorrow, but it would be his first game back, and the situation would be different, and he'd still have the rust to shake off. So the way it worked out for the Warriors, it just could not have been any better, and other than a little bit of fatigue and general soreness, you know, he came out of the game looking pretty good. So I think that's the number one thing as we start to move forward from it. As far as the game itself or the performance itself and the fourth quarter and the overtime, I mean, it was legendary. I mean, there's no other way to put it. It wasn't just all-star. It wasn't just MVP or two-time MVP. It was a living legend. It was something that, you know, Michael Jordan or Magic Johnson or Larry Bird would have done. It was Reggie Miller going for 25 at Madison Square Garden in a playoff game in a fourth quarter. So it was that kind of thing. We're talking about Hall of Fame type players, Hall of Fame type moments, and it was just a terrific basketball game in an incredible environment. I know we talked at different points here about Oracle and how just electric it is. And Portland, if Oracle's number one, and I still think it is, Portland might be a number two with a bullet. So it was just a tremendous game, and the Warriors and Steph Curry really probably ripped the hearts out of the Blazers, who've had a hell of a year regardless of how this thing shakes out.
JD, I have so many questions for you, and that was number one. I went and watched the game back, and so many times when I do watch epic sporting events, the venue, the fan noise is a big part of it, and that was like a college atmosphere. So for you to give kudos basically to the surroundings there, I mean, it definitely was oozing through my TV. But what I wanted to talk about was Steve Kerr. And I'm not hearing a lot of people talk about this certain play out of the timeout where Barnes hit the three, and I kept rewinding the play, but it was so perfect, JD. Were you shocked that Curry put the ball, or was it designed to give it to Barnes? Because Curry had the ball, came up under the basket, and Barnes kind of did like a pick and roll and popped back out, and it was so perfect. I'm like, I don't think Curry is getting enough credit for that play. Were you shocked that that's where that three came from? Because had Barnes missed it and the Blazers get a rebound, you know, we could be looking at 2-2.
Yeah, we'd be looking at 2-2, and you guys would have spent 3 hours ripping Harrison Barnes apart.
Don't throw that accusation at us, JD.
No, and every other show would have, and columnists would have, and I mean he's the guy that's the easiest to pick on this historically great team. And look, he didn't play well, and if he had missed a shot, you know, he would have deserved a lot of the criticism. I mean, I think, you know, as somebody that's stuck up for Barnes, you know, maybe more than anybody has, you know, the way he played last night on top of the way that he had played, you know, previously in this series, I mean, it definitely warranted some criticism. But as far as the specific play, I mean, that's just the Warriors being able to react and Steph Curry being able to react to the situation and make the right play at the right time to the right person. And, you know, the Warriors, I think, know that teams will fall asleep on Harrison Barnes and leave him open in situations that you saw with the game in Philly. There's different times during the year where they'll run a play that will get him even a corner three, and everybody knows that's his favorite spot on the floor. But no, I think it's about confidence. And, you know, Steph Curry said the confidence is contagious when he was asked about Harrison knocking down that shot. And he said that he has the utmost confidence in everybody in that locker room, and it translates from player to player, you know, and back through him. So, no, I wasn't surprised that he ended up getting the shot, because anybody that would have been on the floor at that point that would have been that open could get the shot. And that's why the Warriors, you know, are where they are and where they've been these past 2 years.
The system's phenomenal. JD, John Dickinson, Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. JD, let's switch it over to baseball here. You were at AT&T tonight, correct?
Yes.
I said this, and Guru looked at me crazy, but this was the best possible loss for the Giants. I realize they're below 500. I realize that the offense, I don't know where that's really gone, but in terms of Matt Cain, 8 innings, 2 runs against a high-octane Toronto Blue Jays offensive lineup, striking out 7, isn't this the best possible loss? Because it gives some hope for Matt Cain possibly being either the fourth or the fifth guy moving forward.
Yeah, it was, and it needed to happen, or there was going to start to be question about whether or not he'd continue to take that start. Not that the Giants have really any other options at this point, and they've been really, they've been encouraged with the stuff that he's had. It's just been location mistakes that have gotten him, you know, crushed at times, and he acknowledged the fact that there'll be games where he even feels really good in the bullpen, and it just doesn't translate out to the mound. But yeah, this was also the first time he went 8 innings in almost 3 years, and we're going back to August 1st of 2013 with that. So, no, it's incredibly encouraging that he was able to do it against a lineup like the Blue Jays. And even Jake Peavy kind of plodding his way through last night, and the Jays only scoring the 3 runs. Now, the flip side to that is the Giants got a well-pitched game and a decently gutted through pitch game from those two guys who've been really struggling, and they ended up losing both games. So it really just it went for naught. You know, the Giants have been losing them when they've been giving up a ton of runs, and now they're still losing those games, unfortunately for them, even though they got what has been the outlier at this point in those guys, you know, throwing well, you know, especially in consecutive nights. But yeah, you mentioned the offense, 3 runs in 40 innings. And it's really amazing the Giants won the game that they did over the weekend on Saturday, a scoreless game into extra innings. They fall behind. They scratch out a run to tie it, and they wind up winning it on the Duffy walk-off hit. Otherwise, they'd be looking at a real slide here. You know, and they are one game under 500. And, yeah, the offense has just been kind of up and down. It's very similar to the stretch that they went through when the Diamondbacks were here a couple of weeks ago, and they got swept in a 4-game series, and I think they were 3-for-30 with runners in scoring position in that series. Well, right now they're 2-for-26 during the last 4 games. So they've almost matched the 3-for-30, but they were actually able to win one of those games this time. But overall, it's just the Giants have really been, you know, largely mediocre at this point. I mean, 14-7 when the top three guys start. It's what now 3-11, I guess, when the other two guys start.
meaning Peavy and Kane. Mm-hmm. So it's been up and down, but they've been a pretty good club when the big boys have gone, and they've been an awful club when the 4 and 5 guys have gone.
J.D. John Dickinson on Twitter. He is our fantastic correspondent. Check out the NBA this week. He and Matt Steinmetz on Saturday, 9 to noon. Always appreciate the time. Nobody watches more games than you live and in person.
I want to ask J.D. something real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
J.D., your mic is always right there in front of everybody. Is there an art on getting there first? Because you do it, and I'm just proud. There has to be an art to that, correct?
You just gotta hustle, man.
You gotta
hustle. You gotta be ready to move.
I love it.
Two places at one time, man. You can't be afraid to walk out of the press conference and walk into the locker room and come back to the press conference.
That's it.
Great work by you. We appreciate it, JD. Enjoy the rest of your night. Get some sleep, man. Go have an IPA or something.
Yeah, we'll do that. Had a couple of those in Portland. One of the beauties, the Moda Center, I'll leave you on this note. I know I'm going a little bit long.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Go ahead.
Portland's been tremendous. And Portland, they're known for allowing an adult beverage, maybe, post-game.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's done working. So a nice little setup they have there, an off-the-record IPA.
That's beautiful. Yes. My college roommate is from Portland. He told me, he's like, dude, it's the Bay Area of the Pacific Northwest. You'll love it. And I did visit it, and I did go to a Blazers game, and that crowd is right below Roracle in terms of how fantastic it is.
Yeah, it's just a different crowd. It's not like, you know, and I think I mentioned it to you guys before. It doesn't have maybe the edge that the Oracle crowd has, and it just kind of gets on top of you. It's maybe more of a joy and a love for the game. So I think it's a different emotion, maybe it's expressed in a little bit of a different way. But it is an outstanding environment, a college environment, like Guru had said. We really, really, really enjoyed it, and it really set the scene for an all-time, classic NBA moment. All right, guys, I'll let you be now. Well,
hopefully,
you letting me get that in.
Yeah, JD. Hopefully, you don't have to go back for Game 6.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We woke up in Portland. We're going to end the night in San Francisco. We got a couple of games tomorrow, and then we'll see what the rest of the weekend has in store.
Thanks for jumping on, JD. Have a good night.
You got it.
John Dickinson,
he said
super
hustle.
Correspondent.
I could see you doing it. You would be just like, get out my...
I'd get fired for being too aggressive.
See, and that's... But JD, you got to do it.
I would hustle too much.
Wow.
And you'd be the good cop. And you'd be like, I don't know what he was doing right there.
Oh, no. I'd be like, oh, he's getting...
You're the good cop. Yeah. I'm the bad cop. Always. As 90210 and AA Ron will tell you. All right, coming up
next... he's on the phone. Mm-hmm.
Sounds about right. Yeah. Coming up next, anybody that's on the line at 888-957-9570, we'll take your phone calls, then we'll get to the word.
The wacky word.
World of sports. We end the show one way only. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Zachariah and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Throw a flag on yourself. Throw a flag on yourself.
That TMI.
That was for 90210. If you're new to the show, 90210 is our board operator. What do they call them? Button pusher? Board operator. And he was just like really feeling himself. He did like a sexual dance, like a gyration, because he loves the timing of the music and when he drops the big voice guy name. So flag on you for that.
Wow, this is, I don't know.
Whatever. Coming up at 11 o'clock.
It ain't us.
Look at the Fox body. Sports Radio. Give me the bubble butt. You got to follow that with the
look at that bubble butt.
One more time.
Look at that bubble butt.
And that's a good thing, huh?
I don't know.
Must have been talking about an
offensive lineman. Yeah. No idea.
Or a good linebacker. Bubble butt.
Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, coming up at 11, Fox Sports Radio. And we will be on tomorrow, correct, Guru?
Yes, sir.
Same time, same bad channel, 8 to 11-ish. You can follow us on Twitter. He's at Triple D Guru, DDDGURU. I am at Zach Sports, ZAK Sports. Do we have finals on the polls? I believe I lost the long-winded. 60% say I am more long-winded than Guru, which is horse manure.
Well, that was obvious.
60% said the ref idea was good. If they make six strikes like a foul, then they get thrown out. 40% said it was a bad idea. You people are losers. And then the first one, I forget.
But you
I
lost all of them.
I won the ref one. I said that was a good idea. You came, or caller came up with it. You were against it. I won that.
Can't win them all.
And then I also won the, whatever the
we're
first one was.
Into the word.
Did you rain on my parade?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll be back tomorrow. Follow us on Twitter. All that good stuff. Quickly here, you know what? Drop the word so we can make Voodoo and Curtis feel a part of the word.
1-2-1-2. I did this. Mm-hmm. I created this.
Fact.
Time for the word.
What's up, African?
You know why I'm here. Be myself personally.
Hell yeah.
Just so I won't get fined, boss.
Me
too. You can survive in Oakland. You can survive anywhere.
Hell yeah.
I watch the cat.
Shout out Oakland, California.
I watch the cat too. Shout out Oakland, California.
Town business going to be in the building.
If you know Marshawn Lynch and you can get him on our show, please tell him that we dropped that.
Why is it so low?
Every show. What, the music?
Yeah.
A church? Like a club or something?
Get it going.
All right. Quickly here, Voodoo, you are part of the word, but you have to be rapid fire. Whatever your thoughts are, go now, Voodoo.
Hey, man, who that nation? I'm going to say something, but hey, ever since I moved to Oakland, Raiders is my second team. 13 for sure ain't the Niners. Sorry about that. But
I love it.
The Raiders is not moving to Vegas, period. What they going to do, have a soccer machine all around the stadium? Come on now. That ain't going to happen. You going to bet the game at the stadium? Hey, big deal, my boy, Shine Shine, man, there you go. Look, rap hater on Shine Shine, man. He was out there like, Shine Shine, anyone, no call. Come on now.
Oh, he's the best.
Now I know why you call yourself Voodoo, because I have no idea what you said. Thank you for the call. Curtis in Oakland, rapid fire. Go ahead, Curtis. Guru gets mad when we don't get the stories in the word.
I'm a Blazers fan, and I just wanted to say I want to give props to Curry and the Warriors, man. You know, if we're going to go down, I'm glad we're going down to a team that deserves it.
I love Portland, Curtis. It's a fantastic city, and it was one of those scenarios where I actually have a Portland Trailblazers beanie right here on my desk.
You wore it in. Was, lucky us.
It was one of those scenarios, Curtis, where you lost to the best man, and it's not your fault. It's almost like the what's the Goodwill Hunting where Robin Williams looks at Matt Damon and he goes, it's not your fault. It's not your fault, Curtis.
Well, it's nice to be able to cheer for the people that beat us and not hate on them like Kobe, man. I'm so glad that Curry and the Warriors.
Oh, join the club. We all hate the Lakers. We can unite on that. Thank you, Curtis. All right, you ready for the word?
We got to move the word.
You're so angry right now.
Yeah, we don't get to a minute of it.
So Sierra is suing Future for $15 million.
Her baby daddy?
Yes, to ask him three questions. With her current boo, Russell Wilson, right? They're about to get married.
Okay.
Sierra could be in the deposition with Future when it goes down, sets the stage for a nasty showdown between the former couple. Just let him be, right?
Yeah.
Oh, see what I did there? I didn't even mean to
and
do
I
that.
And I saw who was the receiver from Stanford, Baldwin, on with Poppy and Dan Le Batard.
Uh-huh.
And they asked him, do they still play Future at the Seahawks games? And he said they still do.
If you have YouTube out there, and I'm sure you do, go YouTube Eli Manning trying to salsa dance like Victor Cruz and failing horribly.
Oh, he's
white people out there. Then I'm talking to myself. I got rhythm, but I got it from
You're Italian. You're Latin.
I got it from my Italian mom. But if you're going to try to salsa, like, take lessons first. It's so bad.
No, it should be natural. No, I don't want to see it.
Real quickly.
Oh, my
God. It's so bad. Wait for
He's Carlton, the white Carlton.
He literally is Carlton.
Yeah, the Fresh white Prince. Carlton.
Good call
Let's
there.
Let's keep going.
Floyd Mayweather.
Money May.
Is that what they call him?
Money May? You really are. All right, go ahead. Yeah.
He's got a music group, TMT. Music group.
The Money Team.
Promoting first single, The Club. Filthy Rich from Oakland.
Yeah, the rapper.
Yes.
Is he on it?
Yes.
That's dope. Big, that's like big it? For him.
Huh?
Is he part of the group or he's featured on
I
it?
I have no idea, to be honest with you. UFC to sell promotion for $4 billion. Thoughts?
What do you mean promotion for four? Who's paying the $4 billion?
In case you didn't know, Dana White doesn't own the UFC. It is owned privately Zuffa LLC, who bought the company back in 2001 for a mere $2 million. According to ESPN's Darren Rovells, the Ferretta brothers are taking bids that will likely reach $4 billion for the company.
Yeah. UFC not working in a real fight. But anyway, what's our next
one? Here's Dwight Howard filling in for Shaq on Inside the NBA. Who's the real Superman?
I think
the guy with the rings. Four of them.
All right.
Here he is on why people don't like him.
Sha-sha.
No?
Oh, flat.
I think I was very likable in Orlando. Man, the way that situation ended, you know, I think people felt as though I'm just this bad guy, all about myself. I'm a diva. I'm stuck on being Dwight Howard, this famous basketball player. So a lot of people say, you know what, we don't like this guy. I hear that a lot. And, you know, it really hurts me because my heart and my attitude towards the game has always been the same. My drive has always been there because I'd never forget the day I came in here and you told me I wasn't going to be good in the NBA. And I never forget the day that Magic Johnson said I wasn't going to make it to the NBA when I was in the 10th grade. To hear people say that, it pisses me off because that's not who I am. You know, I've never been a bad person. It's not like I want people to like me because I know people are not going to always like me. You know, if you get to know me, you know, I'm laid back. I love to have fun.
Okay. All right. I'm done with that.
I'm laid back. I just want a girl.
That's the last Dwight Howard story we're going to do on this airways. That's probably a lie.
If I want to do one, we'll do one.
We never did the video.
Yeah, because we took calls.
Well, that's Aaron's fault. No, we never did the video with the 95.7 The Game thing.
Well, I wasn't dressed.
And that's on AA.
I wasn't dressed appropriate.
We're supposed to do, yeah. Flag. One more flag on AA Ron.
You done messed up, AA Ron!
Yeah, there we go. First and 45 now.
I had fun, man.
I'm sorry.
I don't
First
know about
and
you.
40.
I had a good time.
My math is not good.
I had a good time.
I didn't have fun with you.
Oh, my back.
I'll see you tomorrow,
my
though.
My neck and my
Darryl
back.
Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.